One day, little grandson was running around the living room enjoying his own miniature toy store. He had his VeggieTales toys out, his ball, his stuffed animals, and that little plastic ball you put the different geometric shapes in. He even had his grandfather. Well, okay, he was 14 months old then. It should have kept him occupied, right? Yes, until he saw a certain person moving back and forth past the window on the front porch. It was his father. Well, as soon as this little guy saw his dad outside, forget all the toys, man, including this toy right here. And he dropped the one he had in his hand, and he ran to the window, squealing and shouting, "Daddy! Daddy!" No toy got a reaction like that. Nah, seeing his dad was better than anything else he had. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about glimpses of daddy. It's exciting to see the great delight, like in a grandchild, whenever he gets a glimpse of daddy. It's worth dropping everything for. Psalm 37:4 talks about what should light you up if you're a child of God. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Get excited about seeing the Lord, like a certain baby I knew got excited about seeing his earthly father. A glimpse of daddy is worth dropping everything for. Now, in our word for today from the Word of God, the Lord describes how you can keep getting exciting glimpses of him. 1 Chronicles 16, verses 10 and 11. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. So the ones who see the Lord all the time are the ones who seek the Lord all the time, who are looking for him all day, every day. And those who seek the Lord rejoice. In other words, they're having a good time. Now, the fact is that your Lord is working around you all the time, creating beauty for you to enjoy. Did you see some today? He's creating opportunities for you. He's positioning people to be just the right person at just the right time in your life. He's keeping you from something that could have hurt you or sending you encouragement. He's moving obstacles. He's providing something you need. He's giving you this breakthrough insight where you didn't know what to do. The list is endless, but God loves you so much. He's got a lot invested in you. He gave his only son's life for you. And he's pouring out his love on you every day, even the days when it looks totally dark. Remember, his mercies are new every morning. Your heavenly daddy is passing back and forth by your window all day long. Are you seeing him? Or have you been so busy with your toys, so busy with your problems, so self-occupied that you are missing God's activity right in front of you? You won't see him if you don't seek him. That means waking up each morning and declaring today another God hunt. You begin your day saying, "Good morning, Lord. Please give me eyes to see you throughout my day today, even in the things I may not like or understand, in the big things, in the little things." Your daily God sightings become the core of your praises to him, and they build your confidence, and they remind your heart that no matter how things look, your Father is all over your life, and your Father is in control. Don't forget the picture of that little guy catching a glimpse of his daddy, running his direction, and then squealing with delight. That should be you and me throughout this day, throughout every day. I'm excited. I just got another glimpse of daddy.